we have got two double passes for Battle of the Sexes. It's a film.
Okay,
it's
a film.
And it's about, it's a true story, set in 1973. And
yes.
It's about a tennis match between Billie Jean King.
I remember her. Well, she's still with us, isn't she?
Well, she's still around.
Yeah.
And Bobby Riggs.
Well, nobody remembers him apart from for this.
Well, he's an ex-men's champ and a serial hustler.
Ooh, like Paul Hustler. What type of hustler is he?
I don't know.
I mean, he's got slim hips, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a tennis hustler.
Okay.
Anyway, so what happened was there was a big, huge argument between them about gender and equality and pay.
It's pay, isn't it? It was a big thing.
So what they did is they went up against each other in an epic tennis match.
Right, great.
It was ginormous. And it reached, do you know this, 90 million viewers.
Back in the day?
This tennis match.
When was that?
1973.
That's amazing, isn't it? I didn't know that many people had tellies.
No, I don't think I did. I don't know. I can't remember. I wasn't born. Oh, I was! What am I on about?
It's not all about you, Claire.
Anyway, so Emma Stone, the brilliant Steve Carell, are in this film.
And you like Steve Carell. You think he's gorgeous.
Well,
no?
I think he's a massive talent.
Oh, it's a talent,
so
yeah.
So not only comedic...
Yeah,
but actually as a serious actor.
Oh, look at you.
He is... did you ever see that film with the wrestling?
Mm.
And he played the coach.
No.
Like the coach, like Bonkers coach.
No, I didn't see that. So well, I can't really comment and I probably shouldn't.
Anyway, we've got a double
pass. Doesn't stop me.
We got a double pass for this film. And it does look very good. I'm actually going tomorrow to see this film. I know.
You get to see it before anybody else.
Yeah, I do.
Don't tell me who won. Do you know who won?
No, I don't. And I haven't Googled it, so I don't want to know.
Okay.
But...
What are we doing?
What we would like to know... I have no idea. It's just good. What we would like to know is... You know, this is about Battle of the Sexes. Is there really, really...
Okay.
One thing that one gender can do a little bit better than the other?
Are we going to discount the stupid things like peeing, standing up and things?
Although...
Oh, you reckon you're not bad?
Well, you have the sheepy.
We do have a sheepy.
But then we need equipment. So silly... To
stand up. I say, but you could... All right, so we're saying...
Everyone can pee standing up.
All right,
just gets a little messy.
Yeah, don't send in peeing standing up,
no,
all right?
No.
So tell us one thing that one sex can do better than the other. And also not giving birth. Let's
no, no, none of that silly stuff.
None of the obvious stuff. If we don't have silly stuff, we've got nothing. Now, we've been asking, not just for fun, but for a double pass to see Battle of the Sexes.
Our question was to win this double pass.
Yes, which is...
Is there anything one gender can do better than the other?
Yes, we said discount all the silly things like giving birth and peeing standing up. And Ange has come up with something.
Ange has got a good one. She goes, men and women both go bald, but men go bald better.
Mm, that's deep, isn't it?
It is deep, isn't
yeah.
it? How can you go bald better? I think it's dependent on the shape of your skull.
Oh, I think so. That can be very disappointing, can't it? If you're going bald and going, oh, I'm completely
bumps
flat.
Yeah.
Men do go bald more often, I feel, or perhaps women are hiding it better. Have you known any bald women?
They've just gone bald.
Bald naturally.
Yeah, no.
No, me neither, but maybe we could be walking past them all the time.
I do. And, yeah, your hair does thin out, but I guess you have the option to either grow it long. Well, I guess men have that option, you know, to wear it in a bun and sort of hide it.
Ah, that's a female version of a comb-over.
That is.
The bun.
Stick it up.
With you. Well, we're looking for more of those, please. You could win yourself a double pass to see Battle of the Sexes. You are with the G-Spot. Thank you for joining us. Now, we're not getting too far with our Battle of Sexes comments because everybody's being too politically correct.
I know. We got... What did we get? Baldness.
Yeah, we stuck a challenge out there saying, what do women do better than men or men do better than women? And everybody's just been too polite.
I know.
I like your work, actually. I think you're right. It's time to stop, you know, differentiating between genders. We are gender fluid. I am, they are, we are, you
Australian.
Are. Exactly.
All right. So what are we going to do though?
Well, we're going to go for things that we used to have.
Oh.
But we don't have now.
That we still should have.
But we should have.
Right.
I would nominate a tea's maid.
Of course.
Why on earth did they go out of fashion? Things like that. What, you know, what should we still have that we don't have? What is it for you, Claire?
We had at home in Wales with all the sheep in the...
Fields.
Dragons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We had a thing where before you went into the house, you had to. It was like a metal thing, and you scraped all the, you know, you scraped any debris off the bottom of your shoes.
Oh, the shoe scraper. Oh, I remember
now
them.
We've got mat where you just wipe your feet.
Yeah, but this was a right, what would you call that? It was almost like a blade, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it was used for torture purposes.
Well, I tell you what, I still carry the scars of those.
Oh, my God.
There. Because I'm tearing into the house. Don't see it. Bang, on that leg. Ooh. And on that leg.
Shins. Oh, no. Well, that looks like it's cleared up.
Oh, there it is. Look. Oh, and that was from when I was 9 or 10, man.
Really?
I am still buried. So I'm perhaps glad they went, because I didn't learn.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That is very fair enough.
But anything, Greta, that you used to have that you wish you still had? Your virginity? I'm sorry, Greta, I didn't mean to throw you like that.
How do you know I've lost it?
Woo!
Touché. Can I have a moment to think about that?
You may.
That's a question. I mean, what comes to mind are things like VCRs and stuff, but they weren't actually that good quality, so maybe I shouldn't be mourning them.
Videotape. Well, you could easily rhyme, rewind to the bit that you wanted.
But you could do that now if you're streaming something.
Yeah, I suppose you can. Yeah. And it would get a bit grainy after a while.
Yeah.
The rude bits in Caligula for me. It's a naughty one with Malcolm McDowell and Helen Mirren and lots of sex scenes. I used to take it and I used to watch all those and then rewind, and I bet you whoever got it would be really tacky over those bits. A bit like those well-thumbed pages, the rude bits in a novel.
Where was your VCR player in your bedroom?
It was in the living room, but I'd do it after my parents had gone to bed.
Someone has texted us a message.
Jemima?
Yes, with a photo attached to it. Jemima has texted us a photo of her tees made, Julia.
And it's a right old one, isn't it?
It is divine. How retro is this? It's
very.
Absolutely beautiful.
I want to see the rest of their house now.
So do I. The little doily.
Yes, and the mug and everything. So gorgeous. Jemima and her wife absolutely love
it. She's on it. She is on the tees made.
Somebody says potato waffles.
Thank God for that. Potato waffles. Bringing them back. But they're something that they used to have that they don't want anymore. Okay. 0427 Joy 949. And this is not just for shits and giggles, as they say. This is for...
Do they?
Someone will say that, I'm sure, somewhere. Yep. This is for a double pass to Battle of the Sexes, which is a film. It's an incredible true story about a tennis match between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. 20th Century Fox have given us a double pass for that. So that's all we want to know. 0427 Joy 949. What is it that you used to have? Like we were saying, the video store.
Hey, did you say you worked in one?
I worked in a video store.
Wow. That's a rite of passage, isn't it, for people of our vintage? I didn't, actually. I worked in a shoe shop. Total mistake.
I loved it.
Yeah?
Loved it, because you watch so many films.
Because they had them on there, or because you took them home.
They would play them. And, you know, depend. Like, Saturday was a very busy time.
Oh, yes.
So, never mind Saturdays. But if you worked maybe, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, it wasn't as busy. So, you actually just got to sit and watch films all day.
Did you choose the ones that you watched?
Yeah.
And what would you watch?
Well, it was kind of, you know, Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink and, you know, all that kind of era of stuff. I would watch them all.
You would come away feeling like you'd learned something?
Yeah.
About Molly Ringwald you'd have learned.
More than anyone else I know. Ask me any question about
Maybe
Molly.
She's somebody that we used to have and we should bring back, Molly.
Like Jennifer Grey.
Yeah. Mm.
But my store was called Hollywood.
Goodness.
It was an independent store.
Did it look like Hollywood? Did they put the sign up? You know, had they given it a bit of zhuzh?
Yeah, they had like the spotlight thing and...
Nice.
It was cute.
Did you have to wear some sort of like Usher uniform or anything?
No, just jeans and a t-shirt. But I have very fond memories of the video store.
That's lovely. Mm. But we've had a few suggestions of things that we'd like to bring back.
Compilation tapes made by friends.
That was huge here, wasn't it?
Yeah, never took off in the UK.
Mixtapes, I think they call them.
So would this be if you were professing your love to someone?
I reckon it's very romantic. Maybe it's a friend.
A friend was going away. Maybe you would do a tape for them.
Yeah, and it basically all the songs that you liked or enjoyed together, maybe you put on that tape, and it would always remind you of them.
That's cute. I wonder if anybody has still got any compilation tapes that were made by ex-lovers.
You've got to find the cassette player to put it on, though, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. Hello, this is a public service announcement. Jemima, your tea's made. You need to be careful because Brad thinks that some of them were recalled for catching fire. Thank you.
Oh dear. See, I want a tease, May, but how would you know? You don't want it to burst into flames. It could, you know, the activity that goes on just before the alarm goes off. Anything could happen, seriously.
I think what you do is you buy it. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Buy it, but don't have it set up to go off while you're asleep.
Right.
So in the daytime, yes, do like multitude of tests.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then
all times of day and in different circumstances, different heat. Give it a thorough testing before putting it by your bedside.
I suppose you could Google the recall serial numbers of the recalled Teasmates.
That's right. And go and have a look, Jemima. Go and have a look now. I mean, you'd find something online about it for sure. Thanks for that, Brad, because I hate to think of Jemima.
That doily going up.
She's sitting on a doily there. Mm. She's asking for trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just have a little listen to us.
Oh, are we going to give away this double pass?
Yeah, we will give away that double pass, and I'll tell you who to, shall I?
Yes.
Brad, you're getting this double pass for your beautiful public service announcements on Faulty Teasmates, and he's given you a list of product recall, Gillian, so if you see any of them in your op shop... Don't buy them. So, Brad, you will be going to see this beautiful film, Battle of the Sexes, soon.